Good afternoon, Dr. Schneck. This is Ted. In a 12-lead EKG report on Denny Blankenship on 11/28/23, Mr. Blankenship performed a 12-lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. Period. Of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Paul Murphy. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 11/28/23. Mr. Murphy performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/12/23, there's been improvement in forced vital capacity, which may be effort related. Period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing some improvement. Next, the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tina Godley, G-O-D-L-E-Y. This goes to Jennifer Culley, comma, PA. On 11/28/23, Mrs. Godley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/21, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, comma FNP. On 11/28/23, Mr. Floyd performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the saturation was 93% on 2 liters per minute, period. The patient walked 220 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 83%, period. The patient did pause at 1 minute and 54 seconds due to desaturation to 86%, period. Patient was able to complete the study on 2 liters of oxygen, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Davies. This goes to Tori Asbury, comma DO. On 11/28/23, Mr. Davies performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/17/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Van Sickle. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma NP. On 11/28/23, Mrs. Van Sickle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study date of 5/4/23, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test. When Ruben Velez, V-E-L-E-Z, this goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11/28/23, Mr. Velez performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 583 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.